Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Bacabella. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Chuck Harrison. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ron Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Jackson hits a line drive beyond short. Kessinger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Aspromonte strikes out. There goes Jackson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Jackson moves to third. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Lee May batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bacabella strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hundley takes first base on ball four. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hundley moves to second. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Harrison batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Dierker, and towards Morgan, who fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up beyond second. Morgan can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Beckert moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 2 to nothing, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dierker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jackson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dierker moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Dierker moves to third. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dierker scores. Aspromonte moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aspromonte scores. Staub moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Astros, 2. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Vacabella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromontie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. Hans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis bunts towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bateman moves to second. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dierker bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Bateman moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hundley for a passed ball. Bateman scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-2, Astros. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Astros. Bob Hendley now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Aspromontie is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromontie is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromontie hits a line drive into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger bunts towards third. Aspromontie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Kessinger trying to get to third. Davis throws the ball into Aspromontie, who tags Kessinger for the out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Harrison batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Harrison is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Brown is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Astros. Bob Hendley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hendley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Larry Dierker. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Freese takes first base on ball four. Joe Morgan batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Freese moves to second. Sonny Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jackson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hendley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Turk Farrell now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Bateman and he is out, Morgan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Hendley covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Chuck Harrison is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harrison is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing shortstop. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 3 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joey Amalfita no pinch runs for John Bacabella. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Astros will come to bat. Marty Keogh now playing left field. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bateman hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Beckert fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Thomas pinch hits for Bob Hendley. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Harrison settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.